Hi, I'm Dr. Kirsten Lauritsen. I'm a personal functional medicine practitioner for high performers and professional athletes. And I've worked with athletes in many different sports, from the U.S. sailing team to endurance sports and triathlon, CrossFit, and professional tennis players across the board in any sport. Maintaining a foundation of a healthy body and mind is crucial for long-term success. This is the podcast that will show you how to apply the principles of a healthy body and mindset to achieve high performance, all from the inside out. This is the Fit and Healthy Athlete Podcast. Hi, I'm Dr. K. Welcome back to the Fit and Healthy Athlete channel and podcast. I am your host, and I am a functional medicine practitioner and a performance mindset coach. I work with athletes and high performers to help them accomplish the goals that they've set and really go from feeling fit and fatigued to feeling fit and healthy. And part of how we do that and the reason why we do that is because in many areas where we are wanting to tackle certain goals, when we aren't achieving them or something's holding us back from being able to get there, I help you be able to break through anything that might be going on as far as the physical body or what's going on in the mindset that can really help you harness not only your potential, but also get over anything that is really holding you back from being able to get to where you want to go. So today in this podcast, we are going to talk about five reasons why you aren't recovering well in sport. And I know this gets talked about a lot, but today we're actually going to talk about a few different things that maybe you haven't thought about before. And that's going to be towards the end. We're going to start out with the beginning, which is like your typical stuff that you usually hear. And maybe if you're new to this, this will be the first time you're hearing about it. And then as we get a little bit further into some of those, the fourth and the fifth one, we're really looking a little bit deeper into some of the things that people don't necessarily think about when they think about recovery and why it's not happening and why they're not doing it. So I also wanted to say thank you for all of you who have been listening and who have subscribed to the podcast. If you have been enjoying these videos and this podcast, to please subscribe and follow along. I have a big mission and a big goal to change how we see healthcare for athletes and also how we work through mindset stuff for athletes as well. So share this with a friend if this is something that you found really helpful. It helps us get this out to more people. And I have a lofty goal of 1 million downloads on the podcast. And obviously on the YouTube channel, that looks a little bit different. But this is definitely something that is a big goal, so, and a big mission. So if you share this with a friend, that's super helpful. And okay, well, let's jump in. So recovery is something that I think all athletes know they need to be doing and that it's really important, but there are a lot of things that tend to hold people back when they're actually getting to rest and recovery. Part of that can be mindset, and part of it also can be not really optimizing parts and areas of their lifestyle that can really help to like make that recovery happen, to take advantage of the times when we should be recovering. So before we jump into the five things that athletes tend to get wrong, or they tend to kind of miss, we're going to talk a little bit about why recovery is really important, and just really briefly, and then we'll go into the steps. So with recovery, we know recovery is important, and we know that we need to get that rest and recovery so that we're able to have that longevity, right, in sport. But one of the things that sometimes gets missed is that, you know, we put the stimulus in, right? We do the training, we do the workouts, we do all of those things. But really where we get stronger isn't in that time. Yes, you have to have the stimulus itself. So you do have to go and do the training. You do have to do the workouts and all that jazz. But where we really get the adaptations, in other words, what makes us stronger, what makes us faster, what makes us better at our sport, you know, all of those things happens outside of that stimulus, that load, that training session. So it's the rest of the day, it's the sleep in the evening, it's all of those things where those adaptations really occur. And what you see and what we find is that when you don't have adequate amount of recovery time, it does hurt your adaptation to performance. It hurts your you know, capabilities and being able to really get to the peak performance of where you have that potential. So in many ways, I would say that like not taking recovery and rest time is where athletes tend to like leave money on the table, right? You're just not necessarily getting everything that they need and taking advantage of the times that they need in order to really maximize all of that time that they are spending training and in the gym. So the other thing too, I think that sometimes hurts athletes as far as from like a mindset perspective, before we really jump into the big stuff, is that rest and recovery and off seasons seem like maybe they're either a waste of time, or that is kind of going a little bit deeper into like having some fears and some anxieties and even just some like thoughts in the back of your mind of like, oh, well, if I don't train, then, and we're going to talk about this towards the end, but like, if I don't train, then this is potentially going to lead to, you know, somebody else is training and somebody else is working harder than I am. And therefore, because they are doing those things, then my outcomes aren't going to be as good as theirs. That's, if you have that belief, if you have that sort of, those sort of thoughts going on, then that probably is one of the reasons why you're not necessarily recovering very well, because you're probably not maximizing and taking the time to actually do that. But in reality, though, one of the best things you can do if you do have a belief like this, it would be to really take a step back and notice that the recovery and like really where we're looking as far as like goals go in sport is not necessarily within the year. Like if I'm talking to like an Ironman athlete or an endurance athlete, you know, a lot of the goals are like, okay, I want to achieve these certain PRs. I want to qualify for Worlds, or I want to qualify for Kona within this year. And so all of our goals and things are sort of all circled around that. But when we actually take a step back and look at this from sort of bit more of like a macro perspective of like, where could we go in a year, but then also where could we be going in 4 to 5 to 10 years? When you actually look at then what the recovery does within that 4 to 5 year time span versus a year, your performance is maximized. It improves. It actually gets better and better and better. And we almost like build on this sort of like funnel that you, at every year that you rest and recover and take time in that off season to do so, it then allows for the next year to build on what you did the previous year, right? So we get the adaptations. And so instead of kind of like putting all of the stress on like the next couple of months or the next year, which in many cases that does need to happen, but we can kind of take a step back in perspective, especially when our mind is like, oh, but like, if I rest, like, like what is going to happen? Like, I can't do this. It's too much. This really gives you a little bit more space to be like, okay, there are many different reasons for why this is important and why I need to be doing this. And also it's going to help me in the long term because, yeah, I want to get to this particular place this year. I want to qualify. I want to do, you know, whatever that is for you. I want to make this, you know, I want to become an Ironman this year. But then what is the next year and the next year and the next year? And so, you know, that's in endurance sports. If you're looking in pro, you know, athlete sports in any different area, that could be, you know, improving performance to the point that you get those, you know, next, your career is longer in that sport, right? That's a really important thing, especially when a lot of your finances and livelihood is all centered around that. Okay. So what are the 5 reasons that athletes tend to not recover well in sport? Let's dive into what those are. Number 1 is protein intake. So protein intake is quite important because protein is what your muscles need in order to recover. Now there actually is already a episode that has been created that talks all about protein and all of those things. But if you are new to this and you are looking for more information as far as like how to recover better, protein is definitely going to be one of those things that you want to work on and maximize and really optimize for you. And we are going to actually talk about in the next video in this series about how you can apply a lot of these different solutions. But this is definitely one thing. If you know that your protein might be a little bit low, or you've never really been looking into how much protein you're consuming and what you need to be consuming, this might be the first step of really where you want to start looking into. Number two also kind of ties into protein intake, but it looks also at micronutrient deficiencies. So this gets missed by a lot of people because they don't have a tendency to test. So the, you know, micronutrient deficiencies that can definitely influence your recovery are things like vitamin D. They're things like B vitamins and magnesium is a mineral that's really important for muscle recovery. And keeping in mind that like your immune system and your adrenals are going to pull a lot of those vitamins in if they are under load or under stress, which means they're going to take away potentially from your muscles. So micronutrient deficiency is definitely something to look into if you are noticing that your recovery just isn't quite what it should be. You know, if it's taking you a long time to recover, 3, 4, 5 days to recover from like one workout, might be a good thing to look into this a little bit more. So number three ties into micronutrient deficiencies, which is your gut health. So absorption of those micronutrient deficiencies or those micronutrients are all associated with what's going on in your GI tract. So I'm talking about your stomach, your small intestine, and your large intestine. And within your GI tract, that's where all of your absorption of these nutrients happens. A lot in the small intestine, some in the large intestine. And so if we have any imbalances in the environment there, that can definitely lead to us not seeing as much of those absorptions through the food and even maybe even some of the supplements that you're taking. And that can lead to deficiencies that has nothing to do with like your effort or sport or anything else like that. So definitely worth looking into that a bit more as well. Also, you know, different types of bacteria can influence the stuff as well. Like we know that the type of bacteria called Bifidobacterium brevis is associated with lowering the inflammatory response to exercise, both during and after training. So it can be very effective and helpful for recovery, which is why knowing what's going on in that GI tract can actually have a very significant impact on your performance, because it's all connected, right? It's the whole picture. Really want to make sure that the gut and the body is functioning and all of those systems are functioning well and optimized. So then the last two that I think are really important to highlight here that I, and also recognizing too, that I didn't talk about hydration, and obviously staying hydrated and being chronically dehydrated has a very significant impact on recovery as well. So there's lots and lots and lots of different areas that we address together when I work with my athletes one-on-one, but this is also where, you know, you can definitely start to kind of look at least the first couple and see, you know, are there areas where there may be some issues here for me if you're not recovering very well. But the fourth and the fifth one that I have here is scheduling in that rest and recovery time. You're making sure that you are maximizing that time in your schedule to rest and recover versus just constantly being busy and doing things and keeping that system just in hyperdrive. That the system needs that downtime. It needs that time to be able to rest and recover and to allow for the body to digest and to heal and lower some of that inflammation. It does need some of that processing time. So part of this is definitely where sleep comes into play. A lot more of it is quality sleep versus quantity. And you can track a lot of those things, you know, with your apps and all the, you know, HRV things, the Oura rings, you know, things like that, that can be very effective for seeing how well you're sleeping, but also taking that time within your day and then maximizing your off season too is also another really important place to be paying attention to and giving yourself that rest and recovery time. And then the fifth one that's often missed is the beliefs behind rest and recovery. And I wanted to spend just a little bit more time on this one because I know that you can find all sorts of videos, and I even have lots of podcasts. I have lots of videos and things and episodes on the previous ones that I just covered. But this fifth one is really where I see athletes tend to kind of fall apart. And this is kind of a story that gets told, and yours might look a little bit different, but if this is you, definitely pay attention here because this is where you can really be holding yourself back from getting the results you want because you're not prioritizing that recovery. So the story kind of looks like this. It can feel really frustrating when maybe, you know, something doesn't quite go perfectly in your day. Like maybe you don't sleep very well, or maybe something happens around that morning run time or breakfast or something like that, where, you just don't get that thing in that you're, that you, that perfect day, you know, it just kind of leads to this like, well, that didn't happen. And so now the rest of the day is just, it's in the toilet, so to speak. Didn't go well. Therefore now everything else throughout the rest of the day isn't going to go well. And so, you know, I'm just going to kind of throw in the towel and just sort of let the day go. And it is what it is. And that can be, you know, very, very frustrating, especially when you're in higher times of stress, whether that's life or whatever. And you maybe you're in the kind of the midst of a big training plan. And now you're noticing that you're kind of missing days, you're inconsistent, and that can just create a lot of stress, mental stress and physical stress. So, and you know, and the thing here too, especially when it comes to recovery, is also that, you know, if you have any sort of beliefs that are like, well, I really don't want to take this rest and recovery time that I need to take because I have a little bit of like a niggle, I have an ache or a pain. And I know that if I nip this in the bud now, it will be a lot better in the future, but I don't want to take it because if I do, I'm going to be behind. Or if I do, you know, so-and-so over here is doing the work and therefore now I'm going to be behind. Or I'm going to, you know, not have done enough and then I'm not going to reach my full potential. You know, these are the things that go on in the back of the mind that actually drive a lot of our habits and routines, right? So if we have this as a pattern that's going on in the back of our mind, then that might be why we're not getting our recovery shake in. So we're getting enough protein, right? That might be why we're not eating enough food or getting enough hydration in that is going to influence our recovery. You can really see how these are all connected and very, very important when we're thinking about how sports and athletes are very much so reliant on getting this stuff right, getting that recovery right, getting their training in, being consistent. You know, all of these things are vital for reaching those goals that we set. So when we're not doing that, then what's going on underneath, right? What's going on behind there that, you know, is this athlete under a lot of stress or under a lot of load, or is this something else? Yeah. So you can change those beliefs, right? You can change what you're saying to yourself in the back of your mind, and then that can influence the habits and the routines. You know, a very simple way of maybe looking at this instead is like, you know, this rest or recovery time that I need to take, and even when things don't go right, you know, I can take the time off or I can take that rest and recovery, and I can see it as an opportunity to improve. I can see it as an opportunity to work on skill work. I can see it as an opportunity to work on something else that I haven't necessarily been able to work on yet, right? So these are some different ways that then you can take all of that energy that you were spending on not wanting to recover and all of the worries and the stress and all of that, and really start putting that energy into what you do want, into something else, into an area that's going to help, you know, move you along. Maybe you can take some of that time and really put that into nutrition, right? Which is going to further move you in the right direction when you get that dialed in. So in the next episode, we are going to talk about taking these five reasons here, these five issues and problems around recovery. And we're going to talk about how you can apply these solutions and then see how you can execute on those. So thank you so much for listening. If this was helpful, let me know, and I will see you in the next episode. Hey, did you know that up to 70% of athletes may be deficient in at least one micronutrient, if not potentially deficient in two or more? Micronutrient deficiencies like vitamin D, iron, calcium, vitamin E, B12, B9 are super common in athletes, and they can lead to things like fatigue. They can lead to injuries and fractures, getting sick a lot and missing practice, to unexplained pain and a lot more. On the flip side though, athletes who corrected nutrient deficiencies saw improvements in VO2 max, vertical jump, grip strength, force, improved delayed onset muscle soreness, and a lot more. That's why I created the Strong to the Finish Line free guide for athletes like you to be able to train and compete symptom-free so that you can have the confidence and the power to perform at your best. Get this guide for free at drkirsten.com/finishstrong.